By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our morning show. The name of this show is Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, this is brought to you each and every single weekday from Mondays to Fridays. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the purpose of this program is to, firstly and foremost, is to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to spread the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to spread the teachings of Islam, and also to remove all the negativity from our minds, any sadness we may have, any anxiety we may have, to put it to aside and to think that, look at all the goodness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me in my life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me so many blessings, it is unbelievable. And to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, all praise, all thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything He has given me. My dear viewers, each and every single day, you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, one of the blessings is that by watching Madani Channel each and every single morning, by watching Rise and Shine, we begin our day by listening to the glorious Quran. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان صدق الله.
Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi وعلى آله وسلم. الحمد لله عز وجل. We have listened to the glorious Quran, and if you was even in listening to the Quran, there is reward. Alhamdulillah. After having listened to the tilawat, we move on to the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before I do so, just to introduce a topic today, inshallah azza wa jalla, we shall be speaking about the virtues of performing good actions, the greatness, the benefits of performing good acts. Because there's two things to look at. What these things are, let's first listen to the naat sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we will take a look. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Ya Nabi, 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 Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi, Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi, Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi, Tajdar Madina, Abu Dali jiye na Madina, aa raha hai ye haj ka mahina, toot jaye na dil ka nagina, toot jaye na dil ka nagina, Al-Madad Tajdar Madina, aka Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Aansuon ki lahri ban rahi ho, aur phatta wo seena, virde lab ho Madina, Madina, virde lab ho Madina, Madina, jab chale sue taiba safina, aka Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Mujhko aaka Madine bula lo, hasraten mere dil ki nikalo, Ghaus-e-Azam ka sadqa nibhalo, Ghaus-e-Azam ka sadqa nibhalo, ab to keh do mujhe chal Madina, aka Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Kaash is shaan se haazri ho, mujh pe deewanagi cha gayi ho, har rukawat wahan hat gayi ho, har rukawat wahan hat gayi ho, bas nazar mein go shaah Madina, aka Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Hai tamannaye attar ya Rab, unke jalwon mein yun maut aaye, Hai tamannaye attar ya Rab, unke jalwon mein yun maut aaye, jhoom kar jab gire mera laasha, jhoom kar jab gire mera laasha, tham le bad ke shaah Madina, aka Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi Tajdar Madina, Ya Nabi, Ya
نبی یا 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 نبی
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. And if you were to inshallah, for those of you that may have just joined us, we have listened to the Quran Sharif, we have listened to the Naad Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Today is fruit day on Rise and Shine, so we shall be hearing about one fruit today, my dear viewers. But today's topic, the virtues of good actions. As I said, there are two things to take a look at. One is refraining from those acts which are haram, those things which are unlawful. And the second is performing those acts which are good, those acts which we have been commanded to perform by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have those things which are wrong, and we must refrain from those things which are wrong, my dear viewers. Alcohol, we must refrain from alcohol. Intoxication, all type of intoxication, alcohol itself is one. Yes, we must refrain from each and every single one. Gambling, we must refrain from. Disrespecting others, we must refrain from. Breaking family ties, breaking ties overall, other than with those whom you should be breaking ties with, those which pose a threat to your deen, to your religion, to your iman. Other than these, breaking ties, we should refrain from. These are examples of things which we should refrain from. So those things, many times we know what these sins are, my dear viewers, and we know whether they're right or wrong. So those things which are wrong, we should refrain from. Those things we have been commanded to do. We have been ordered to pray our salah. If we don't do this, then it is a sin. So there are those things which we have been commanded to do. We have been commanded to pray our salah. We have been commanded to give zakah. We have been commanded to perform hajj. We have been commanded to fast during the month of Ramadan. These are those things which are farz, my dear viewers, which are obligatory upon, you know, many a people. These things we must perform. We must perform these acts. And then there are also other acts. Other acts which are not obligatory per se. We have not been ordered that we have to do such acts, but we have been recommended to do such acts. We have been recommended, and in fact, it could be mandatory sometimes. Some actions, my dear viewers, sometimes acting upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. But there are those acts which are voluntary acts, which are virtuous acts. And as Muslims, we should always refrain from badness, and we should always perform good actions. One example of this, my dear viewers, Hazrat Sayyidina Mansur ibn Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This was a pious man, a devout worshipper, a person who was a great saint even amongst his people. He was known as a great saint, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This great sheikh, Hazrat Mansur ibn Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was once delivering a speech. And a person came, and this person, he requested, he asked for money, he asked for 4 coins, my dear viewers. He requests him and he says to him, you know, can I have 4 dirhams? Hazrat Mansur ibn Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, seeing that this person was eligible, meaning sometimes it is prohibited for a person to ask, and many times it is, my dear viewers, but sometimes it is fine to ask. Now this person, he asks, and Hazrat Mansur ibn Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says to the people that, is there anybody who will give this person 4 dirhams, and then I will grant them 4 supplications. I will grant them 4 du'as. It said that there was a slave who was walking by. This slave stops, he hears what this saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he hears what he's saying. And the slave thinks, you know, I have 4 dirhams. If I give it to this person, then that wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he will give me 4 prayers, 4 supplications. He will pray for me. Wow, you know, this is definitely worth it. So he says, yes, you know, I will give it to him. So this slave, he gives this person the 4 dirhams, that person calls. So now Hazrat Mansur ibn Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asks this slave that, you know, you fulfill your part of the deal, now I'll fulfill mine. So he says, what are the 4 du'as you require? Tell me, what are they? I shall supplicate for you, I shall perform the du'a for you. The person, he says, firstly, I want freedom from slavery. He was a slave. He says, I wish for freedom, I wish to be freed from this slavery. Secondly, he says, I want to be rewarded for these 4 dirhams. I have given 4 dirhams, but I want reward for these 4 dirhams. The third request for dua, he says, I want my master and myself, subhanAllah, look at this really, I want my master and myself to be granted repentance. Allahu Akbar. I want my master and myself to be granted the ability to repent. Out of all the du'as he could have asked for, you know, we would say, you know, I want a Ferrari. We would say, I want a palace. I want, you know, the best of houses. That I want the Allahu Akbar. You know, people would have so many things in their mind. Many viewers. But this, he said, was verses, you know, I want freedom from slavery. And who doesn't want, which slave would not have wished for freedom from slavery? And alhamdulillah, Islam always encouraged freeing slaves, my viewers. And this was 1400-1500 years ago. Islam emphasized the importance of freeing slaves. Now only 50-100 years ago, even in this day and age, in fact, in some places slavery does to an extent exist, my dear viewers. Although the name may have changed, but slavery does exist in many ways. Nevertheless, he says, I want freedom from slavery. I want to be rewarded for those 4 dirhams that I have given. Thirdly, he says that I want me and my own master to be granted the ability to repent, you know, to be granted repentance. Subhanallah. On the fourth, he says, I want my master, myself, you also, you know, he's asking dua from the saint, but he's asking for the saint also to dua for himself. Subhanallah. I want my master, myself, yourself, and all the attendees here to be forgiven. Subhanallah. Hazrat Mansur ibn Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he raises his hands and he performs this supplication. He asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept these prayers for this person to be granted freedom, for this person to be granted reward for his 4 dirhams which he gave to the poor person, for this person and his master to be granted repentance, and for this person, for himself, Hazrat Mansur ibn Ammar, for this person's master and all the attendees to all be forgiven. Such beautiful du'as. And this great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he raised his hands and he performed his supplications. Now, after having performed these supplications, I say his job's done. Meaning he's played his part. He didn't say he will give it to him, he said he will supplicate, give him 4 supplications. 4 du'as in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he shall ask on his behalf. And then this person, subhanAllah, he is satisfied. It is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala done du'a for him. In the hadith sharif, hadith Qudsi, we are told that there are some people, the pious people, people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they perform the obligatory worship and then they continue to form so many voluntary acts of worship, my dear viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يَبْصُرُ بِهَا. the ears by which they hear and the eyes by which they see. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also states, for رِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا, the leg by which they walk. وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْتُشُ بِهَا, the hands by which they grasp, my dear viewers. So first, سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ, بَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يَبْصُرُ بِهِ, the hands, the eyes, the legs, Allahu Akbar, the ears. Meaning these people are given miracles to perform. These people are given karamat to perform. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَإِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ, that if this person, وَلَإِن سَأَلَنِي, if this person, he asks me anything, then indeed I shall grant it to him. My dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, the awliya Allah, they possess such an authority which is given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They possess such a rank that if they were to raise their hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants it to them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that this is what Allah says, that if my servant, wala in sa'alani, if he is to ask me, la'utiyannahu, then indeed I shall give it to him. Hazrat Mansur ibn Ammar radiallahu anhu, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he performs dua on that person's behalf. That person then returns to his slave master. Upon coming to his master first is asking, why are you late? You know, what's taken so long? I asked you to fulfill this job and it has taken you all this time to return. And he explains, he tells the reason why. He says, the reason I am late is because I was walking past the gathering of Hazrat Mansur ibn Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Mansur ibn Ammar was speaking to the people, he was delivering a speech, and he said, there was a beggar there, and he said that whoever gives this person 4 dirhams, then I will give him 4 supplications. And this slave master is like, wow, subhanAllah, you gave him the 4 dirhams? He says, yes, and I gave him the 4 dirhams. And then I received the 4 supplications. For this reason, this is the reason I'm late. And then that master, he's intrigued. And he says, what supplications, what is it you asked for? What du'as did you ask him to make on your behalf? And then the slave tells him, he says that the first du'a was for me to be granted freedom from slavery. Allahu Akbar. When he says this to the master, then what is the master's face? No, my dear viewers. The master says, you are free. You would be expecting the master to think, what? No, my dear viewers. The master says, you are free. I freed you now. You are no longer my slave. You are free. Allahu Akbar. He says, so what was the second desire, the second supplication you asked for? He says, for me to be granted a reward for those 4 dirhams that I had given. And the master says that you gave 4 dirhams, I will give you 4,000 dirhams in return. Allahu Akbar. That slave, imagine, you know, this must be the best day of his life. And then the slave, and then he asks the slave, what is the third supplication? And the slave replies that I and you, my master, that we are both granted true and we are blessed with true repentance. And then that slave master, he repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the sins he may have performed. And then he says, what is the fourth wish? He says that the fourth was for me, for yourself, the master, for Hazrat Mansur ibn Ammar, and for all of the people to be forgiven. And then the master says that this is not in my hands. That which was in my hands, I had the ability to free you, I have freed you. I had the ability to give you reward for those 4 dirhams, I have given you 4,000 dirhams. I had the ability, alhamdulillah, to repent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted each and every single one of these to me. He granted me the ability to repent. I have repented in the court of Allah. He says, but the fourth one, this is something only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive us. So there's nothing I can do about this. But my dear viewers of Madinah Shalom, subhanAllah, this slave master, look what he has done, and look at his aqidah he possessed. And he said that that night, when he went to sleep, he was blessed, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, to be informed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven him, he has forgiven his slave, he has forgiven Hazrat Mansur ibn Ammar, and he has forgiven all of the people. That you had performed whatever you could on your behalf, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that which was left to me, forgiveness, I forgive you all. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are so many lessons to be learned from this. There are so many lessons. First, let's move to our daily reminder, and then inshallah we shall continue. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear Islam brothers, welcome back to our daily reminder. Today inshallah azza wa jal, a very beautiful and very important reminder for myself and for everyone as well. One of the most disturbing realities about the Day of Judgment will be that a person will not be able to even give one good deed to his mother, his father, his relatives, or everyone he loves. But on the other hand, that person will give all his good deeds to those people he swore at, those people he ridiculed, those people he mocked, and those people will come to him and they will argue in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the response will be, whatever good deeds you need, take it from this person. This is why they say that one of the names of the Day of Judgment is the Day of Regret. Are we willing to be regretting on the Day of Judgment? Let's look at our life today. How is our life evolving? You know, today, is there anyone that I've hurt his feelings? Have I sworn at someone? Because even now I feel ashamed of going to that person and asking for forgiveness. I might feel a bit shy going up to someone and asking, please forgive me. Why? Because I have a status in my community. Because I have money, I have name, I have the fame. People love me, people run after me. Why should I go and say sorry to this person? But remember, on the Day of Judgment, where you will not be able to give one good deed to their relatives, to even your mother and father, but these people will come and they will take as many good deeds away from you until that we will be left with no good deeds at all. This is why the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, when he asked his companions, tell me who is a poor person. And the companions, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, someone without money. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. And then after a while, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, oh my companions, listen, the poor person will be on the Day of Judgment, he will come, he will have mountains of good deeds, yet every good deed will be taken away from him. And then at the end, he will be given sins that people committed, he will be given them, and he will enter the fire of hell. Let's look at ourselves today. So do we hurt someone? We swear at people, we lie, we backbite, we ridicule people, we mock people. We think we are the best one. You know, we think that we are the best amongst everyone. My voice is better than him. I have more money than him. I am more clever than him. All these kind of things. And we think other people are second-class citizens, ma'azallah. This is not what Islam is about. Islam, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, in Islam, everyone is a brother. You are a brother to your fellow Muslim. No one is afzal, no one is better, no one is lower. There's no such thing as a lower caste and a higher caste in Islam. In Islam, we are all brothers. Yes, Allah Azza wa Jal does say that if you are pious, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, that the one who is pious will be the most respectful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what we need to achieve. This is what we need to try and to strive in becoming a pious Muslim, a better Muslim, a Muslim who loves one another, a Muslim who will help someone else, a Muslim who will never think about someone else in fear. superior way, this is the way we could save our iman as well. Or else on the day of judgment, my dear Islam brothers, sometimes when we imagine this, you know, in this world, just imagine if we have to say sorry to someone. We feel so shy, we feel afraid, we feel scared. Why? Because we may lose our status. How can I, you know, bend down in front of him? How can I, you know, bend my head in front of this person and say sorry to him? How can I shake hands with this person? People will be looking at me. No, my dear Islam brothers, it's better to say sorry to them now. It's better to go and look for them people and say sorry to them. Even if we have to give them money, just say sorry to them, because on the day of judgment, we may be regretting. Prepare yourself. Prepare for that day when we'll be standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. All our book of deeds will be open. We are the ones who will be reading that book of deeds. Can you imagine opening the book of deeds and sin after sin after sin? If we have to stand in front of a judge in a court in this world, we feel so scared. No, I don't know what the judge is going to say to me. Is he going to let me free, or is he going to put me behind bars? What's the worst that he can give you? The worst that he can give you, he can lock you up for life, or he can put you on death row. That's the worst that they can do. But can you imagine on the day of judgment, when we will be standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, you won't bribe him. You won't do anything to him. You're not going to buy witnesses. What's going to happen is Allah Ta'ala will deliver his judgment. And if that judgment is, oh angel, grab hold of him, drag him, and throw him into the fire of hell. And just imagine, no one will be there to help us at that time. If we are pious, inshallah, the judgment will be given. Oh angels, adorn him with beautiful garments and take him into the gardens of paradise. This is what we need to strive for. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of you and every Muslim, so that we can strive and keep our Creator happy. And inshallah, on the day of judgment, inshallah, we'll be given the orders to go into paradise behind the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah,
sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. A day viewers of inshallah, that was today's reminder. Now the reason you are given a reminder is because we are insan. And insan, we forget, my dear viewers of Madinah inshallah, we regularly forget things. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us to the world for a purpose, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We keep forgetting to perform good deeds, to perform those, and to act upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, this is what Rise and Shine is for, to remind you, to give you a little reminder that are you acting upon this action today? Are you acting upon this action today? Are you praying your 5 daily salah? Are you refraining from committing sins? Are you trying to control your anger? These are all reminders, my dear viewers of inshallah. Now, alhamdulillah, today's topic, we are speaking about virtuous deeds. Now, that person, what was this deed of his? It was giving 4 dirhams. 4 dirhams is small amount, my dear viewers, not a huge amount. And it was not obligatory upon him. It was not necessary for him to give it. Somebody just requested, he didn't have to give it. What did he do? He gave it. And another lesson we learn from this is that person's aqeedah, really. Firstly, you know, some people may think, well, what are your du'as? I'll do du'a myself. I could pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala myself. And yes, it's true, you can pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yourself. But it doesn't make another person's praise redundant. More importantly, we learn that yes, we can pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then we also hear about the hadith sharif. We also hear about when this person, he was praying, he had his hands raised high and he was doing dua. He was saying, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant me this. Ya Allah, please accept my du'as. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was looking at him. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says that, Ya Allah, this person, he is crying and he has raised his hands, he is supplicating. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that, O Musa, even if his hands were to reach the skies, even if he was to cry himself to death, I will not accept his prayer. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he's amazed, he's shocked. Ya Allah, why is this? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, because his food is haram, his drink is haram, his clothing is haram, his income is haram. This is the reason. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, yes, we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but what makes us think that our du'as are worthy, that we are worthy to raise our hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we deserving? Are we pure from sins? Are we clean from sins, my dear viewers? Every day, you know, we perform so many sins. And yes, du'as are accepted. But my dear viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the pious people that indeed He shall accept their du'as. And theirs are even closer to being accepted. Theirs are even closer to being accepted. This was his aqeedah. This is what he knew, that this was a pious man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason, he says, for this reason, you know, I gave the money because I have that hope, I have the aqeedah, I have that belief of this person du'as, that I have any four du'as, undoubtedly they will be accepted if such a pious person supplicates on my behalf. His aqeedah, very, very important. Secondly, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that just a small act of four dirhams, look how much a person can gain in return. It was just a small act, it was only four dirhams, but look how the effect it had, not only on the person who needed the four dirhams. You know, he would have been happy. You brought happiness to a person, it causes your forgiveness. Bringing happiness to another Muslim brother, it is a means of your forgiveness, my dear viewers. But even his own life, where he was given 4,000 dirhams, he's now a wealthy man. He's given 4,000 dirhams, my dear viewers, he's now a wealthy man. He used to be a slave, he had nothing. He's been granted freedom. He's been granted forgiveness from his sins. Allahu Akbar. How great is this? Simply for performing a little action. Now sometimes we think, yes, but I pray my salah, I perform this act, I perform that act. There's a beautiful story of Imam Ghazali radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's listen to our daily hadith sharif and then we shall hear about this story. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah, in today's daily hadith, I will be sharing a hadith in regards to a beautiful sunnah narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْلَا أَنْ أَشُكَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَأَمَرْتُهُمْ بِالسِّوَاكِ إِنْدَ كُلِّ سَلَامٍ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, had I not found it difficult upon my ummah, I would have commanded them that they use the miswak for every salah. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, from this hadith we can understand how much importance and emphasis has been made upon using the miswak. Alongside there being many hygienical and medical benefits of using the miswak, the greatest virtue of using the miswak, of course, is that it is the sunnah of Rasulullah and it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the miswak, it pleases the Rahman and it displeases the shaitan. Using the miswak, it graces an individual with the presence, with the company of the angels. And through using the miswak, one is able to elevate his status in Jannah. Also, the miswak aids a person in the pangs of death. And the salah which is performed after using the miswak, its reward is also multiplied by 70. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, why don't you also make the intention to use the miswak? Now, how do we use the miswak? When do we use the miswak? To learn about all these manners and many other Madani pearls in regards to miswak, I encourage you to read the booklet written by Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, entitled Blessings of Miswak, which can be purchased at your nearest Maktabatul Madina, or alternatively you can download it on the website of Dawat Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the privilege of being able to make use of this beautiful miswak and ultimately act upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And if you are watching Rise and Shine today, we're talking about good deeds, just little deeds. I mean, subhanAllah, we've only learnt about one because, you know, we spoke about such a long story, it was such a long parable. But just giving a little in sadaqah, look at how this person was rewarded even in this life. And as mentioned by Hazrat Imam Ghazali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Ghazali radiallahu anhu was a great scholar. He was a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is such a person who, my dear viewers, you know, the entire world, even up until now, this day and age, there are people at universities studying his books. This is how great this person was. Imam Ghazali had written many books throughout his life. He had written many books. After he passed away, somebody saw him in a dream. And they said, Ma fa'alallahu bika. They said that, O Ghazali, O Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Muhammad al-Ghazali, radiallahu ta'ala an, how has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treated you? You know, how is your akhirah? What is the state you are in? Hazrat Imam Ghazali, radiallahu ta'ala an, he replied that, I have been bestowed the gardens of Jannah. I was granted entrance into Jannah. And then this person, he asked Imam Ghazali, this is in his dream, he saw him in his dream. And he says to him, that was it because of all the ahadith you had wrote? Was it because of all the books you had wrote, all the work you have done? Is this the reason, all the teaching you have performed throughout your entire life? Is this the reason why you were granted Jannah? Imam Ghazali says no. Imam Ghazali, he says no. He says the reason for this was because once I was writing. Yes, I wrote a lot, but once I was writing. And in that day and age, my dear viewers, you didn't have the pens which you have like now, no. You had an ink pot and you had a quill, you can call it. You had a quill, you know, the one with a feather to it. And they would place the quill in the ink pot and then they would write. And this is how Imam Ghazali, he would write his books. And Imam Ghazali, he says that once whilst I was writing, there was a fly which was buzzing around and it was flying. And then it came to the tip of my quill. And I didn't push it away, but I allowed the fly to quench its thirst, because there is some water in there too, isn't there, my dear viewers, within the ink. And flies, you know, they're able to extract the water and to drink the water. And he says that whilst I was writing, there was ink on the tip of my quill. A fly came and it began to quench its thirst. And I thought to myself, I won't move, I'll remain in the same place, and let it quench its thirst. It is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says that because I had showed that mercy, the small amount to that tiny fly, that when I was presented in the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the divine presence, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showered his mercy upon me. And he says that due to that small amount of mercy you possess for that fly, in that you allowed it to continue drinking, I shall, by my mercy, grant you entrance into paradise. And this is what Imam Ghazali radhiyallahu anhu says now. My dear viewers, the lesson within this is so huge, honestly. Imam Ghazali, you know, possibly all of you would have heard his name. Even in school you would have heard his name. This is the person he was. He was a great individual, a great scholar, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not attain paradise due to his prayers. It wasn't due to his fasting. It wasn't due to the volumes and the hundreds of books he wrote. No. It was due to that one good action. The mercy he showed to a fly. You know that thing, my dear viewers, which during the summer in this country, in the United Kingdom, which, you know, we're always pushing away, we're trying to catch it, you know, trying to kill it, my dear viewers. Imam Ghazali radhiyallahu anhu, he showed mercy to a fly. This was his means for entering paradise. Subhanallah, we're speaking about virtuous deeds. We've only spoken about two little things. Giving a little amount in charity. Showing mercy to a fly. The reward for this is immense. My dear viewers of the channel, it is Wednesday. And on Wednesdays, we hear a little about one particular fruit. Let's see which fruit we have for today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. But if it was today's segment, the fruit segment, which fruit shall we be speaking about? Papayas, yes. Papayas are interesting weather fruits. They have been enjoyed for many, many years. Papayas, they grow in tropical climates and are also known as papos or popos. Interesting. Allahu Akbar. Their sweet taste, their vibrant color, and the wide variety of health benefits they provide make them an extremely popular fruit. The possible health benefits of consuming the papaya include a reduced risk of heart disease, diabetes, cancer, aiding in digestion, improving, lowering blood pressure, and improving wound healing. Yes, if you have hurt yourself, eat a papaya. Allahu Akbar. It helps, it aids in the healing of your wound. This exotic fruit is packed with numerous health benefiting nutrients. It is one of the favorites of fruit lovers for its nutritional, digestive and medicinal properties. The papaya plant is grown extensively all over the tropical regions but under cultivated farms. For those on a calorie deficit, it has been said that the papaya fruit is very low in calories. Thus, just 43 calories for every 100 grams of papaya fruit, my dear viewers. And it contains no cholesterol whatsoever. Nonetheless, it is a rich source of phytonutrients, minerals and vitamins. Yes, papayas contain soft, easily digestible flesh with a good amount of soluble dietary fiber that helps to have normal bowel movements, thereby reducing constipation problems. Now, papayas are great for your eyes. Why? They possess vitamin A. Vitamin A helps protect your vision from degeneration. Nobody wants to lose the ability to see due to age disease, like age-related macular degeneration. And by eating papayas, this will ensure that you do not see a day where you cannot see. Yes, it also helps in reducing stress. And for those that wish to lose weight, my advice to you, eat papayas. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madan Channel, it is absolutely imperative, important to add fruits to your diet plan. Yes, regularly consume fruits each and every single day. Have your five a day. There are many benefits in eating fruits, and it helps us in so many ways, really. The amount of blessings we've just watched in SubhanAllah. Just a small fruit, my dear viewers. The amount of blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within each and every single fruit. SubhanAllah, we can take various fruits. Look how many benefits, look how many minerals, look how many vitamins there are in a little fruit, my dear viewers of Manisham. Allahu Akbar, this is undoubtedly, we must be thankful. Really, we must be thankful, my dear viewers of Manisham, for everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and we must perform good acts. Now, I didn't speak about this, Mansur ibn Ammar, he was the one who did that dua. He was a person who was, you know, his duas were accepted. My dear viewers, even him, it said that on the day of judgment, this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he was blessed to be in the divine presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brought prayers. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what have you brought? He says, I have brought 60 hajj. This is how many hajj he, how many times hajj he had performed in his life. We've only performed one if we're lucky. Only one if we're lucky, my dear viewers. He said, I bring 60. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I did not accept them. I bring 1,000 prayers, fasts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I do not accept them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, that I will grant you entrance into paradise. But the reason being is that once you was walking along a path and there was something on the floor, you picked that up with the intention that if I'm to pick this up, then this will not hurt anybody else. For this good act you had performed, I shall grant you entry into paradise. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, we do not know which good action it is which will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not think that, yes, alhamdulillah, I pray my salah, so that's enough. We should not think that, you know, I perform such and such act, I regularly give in charity, so that's it, that's enough. No, my dear viewers, we do not know if that those prayers we have prayed, all those fasts we have kept, all these hajj and umrahs we have performed, we do not know if they have been accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should continue to do as many good actions as possible. Because it may be just this little action, picking something harmful up from the floor. It may be just smiling at somebody and bringing them happiness. It may be just giving somebody a glass of water. It may be just sharing your food with somebody. It may be just placing your hand out of kindness on the head of an orphan. It just may be these little actions which bring us, and due to whose means we are granted entry into Jannah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, make the most of your time on this world. Perform as many actions. Be kind, be nice, be merciful, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, you shall be granted a share of the blessings of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all for now, my dear viewers. Inshallah azza wa jal, we shall be returning tomorrow. Join us tomorrow for more Rise and Shine. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.